Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 192 of Beyond the Supernatural. We are still in the occupations section, although it is rapidly coming to an end. This section has been fun because every occupation implies a character. We get to talk about people. We get to talk about actual, albeit hypothetical, monster hunters and paranormal investigators and all that stuff. Arguably, this is a place where, for podcast purposes, rules matter less. And I know there are some of you out there in the audience, gamers still clinging to the idea that, hey, rules aren't so important, right? I mean, it's all made up. We're all here to make believe. I can understand why you would have this position, especially if you're a Palladium fan. If you're a Palladium fan and you tell yourself rules don't matter, it makes it hurt less, right? I understand. God knows that it sometimes hurts to care about rules when you are a Palladium reader. But the fact is, rules do matter. They can make the difference between the same idea being a good idea or a bad idea. And that is the situation we find ourselves in today with the skeptic occupation. If you've been listening to the podcast all season, you'll know that back when we talked about the negapsychic PCC, the actual character class for a character who refuses to believe in the supernatural, despite the fact that canonically demons form the United States' fastest growing demographic group in this dark and bonkers world. Back then, I loved this idea. I loved the idea of a skeptic determined to disbelieve in a world where blindness to the supernatural is a Herculean task of willful ignorance. One big reason I liked that idea so much is that the rules support it. The negapsychic is a psychic whose powers have been unconsciously turned toward blocking out and suppressing the supernatural. They're deeply motivated not to believe, and so seances fail around them. Psychic powers fizzle. Ghosts tend not to approach them. You may recall that, comically, their hectoring about the impossibility of supernatural evil can actually, get into the head of supernatural evil and make them fuck up their roles. While it's hardly a guarantee that monsters will not gnaw on the negapsychic, there is nonetheless tons of rule support for keeping the worst and most undeniable manifestations of supernatural evil out of sight of the negapsychic to support them in remaining ridiculously skeptical. It was a true masterstroke. Implementing your Dana Scully character in that way, brilliant. On this page with the skeptic/debunker occupation, we have the same idea, but without that rule support. And that is why it is the dumbest thing on this page, despite the fact that I was all for this idea back in the negapsychic section. Now, lest you think that the skeptic has some kind of more measured, true skepticism, as opposed to dogged denial in their approach to the supernatural, it really is the same as the negapsychic. Quote, "The negapsychic is the ultimate skeptic, regardless of what his official occupation may be. But there are other skeptics out there, and the occupation of debunkers may appeal to them or the negapsychic. A debunker is someone who does not believe psychic ability, the supernatural, or magic are real. They fiercely cling to science and go around trying to find rational explanations to paranormal phenomena, even if it's like forcing a square peg into a round hole. They also denounce psychics as charlatans or misguided individuals and scoff at the notion of real magic spells and demonic beings." So, it's in the rules in black and white. If you're playing this occupation, you don't believe in psychics, you don't believe in the supernatural, you don't believe in demons, you don't believe in magic, despite the fact that basically all of those things are likely to appear within the first two sessions of a Beyond the Supernatural campaign, and you have no special abilities to suppress or avoid them. In fact, there are lots of aspects of your existence that will tend to push you toward those things. First of all, to state the obvious, your professional occupation, your source of income, is to go into situations that appear to be manifestly supernatural and carefully investigate them in a world where the phrase haunted house is virtually a redundancy. When some beleaguered homeowner or real estate agent has a house that they believe is for sure 100% undeniably haunted, the walls are bleeding and a band-aid won't do it. There is a fresh delivery of an old-fashioned glass bottle of blood at the front door every morning at 6 a.m. with a goddamn receipt from the devil. That is the scenario into which the debunker is placed with, I remind you, no powers, supernatural or otherwise, to suppress or ignore the evidence of the supernatural, and their job is to carefully investigate it and provide evidence that the supernatural is not at work. It goes without saying that routinely, the debunker will be put into situations where there is no fraud, there is no misunderstanding, there is no bunk to debunk. It seems like the house has got demons because it has fucking demons. And that is perfectly clear to anyone who seriously investigates. I mean, what we get from the setting section of this book, which I don't know about you, but it's permanently seared into my brain from sheer repetition. What we get from that section is that the primary impediment to people believing in the supernatural forces that obviously exist in this world is their unwillingness to countenance the idea, their unwillingness to look into it. Researchers have all the tools they need to confirm the existence of the supernatural. The only thing holding them back is the fact that they uniformly and consistently refuse to take it seriously. Your job is to take it seriously, at least enough to prove it demonstrably false. It takes away the only support for the Just for Kicks masquerade. Here is a scientifically trained individual who is not just scoffing at the supernatural, but is actively looking for empirical evidence that it doesn't exist in situations where it is said to. So already, right off the bat, the setting prevents the debunker from functioning, basically. But it's more than that. It's more than the setting. It's also the character. Now, if you're a negapsychic, none of this applies, because as I said, that PCC has mechanical supports that help you and make this concept really fun and cool. But this occupation is explicitly open to other PCCs, which leads me to ask, which ones do you envision being well represented in the field of debunking? Like the medium, who is haunted 24 hours a day by the ghost of their dead grandfather? Is that the background you're thinking of? Maybe the psychic sensitive, who is constantly assaulted by tangible proof of the supernatural? Are we thinking of, I don't know, the physical psychic, who can just telekinetically lift shit off the ground? Even the ordinary person PCC comes with a couple of tables that you roll on, you may recall, that indicate why you got involved with the supernatural. And almost all of them dictate that you had a run-in with the supernatural, and that was your induction into this world. So even if you play the most ordinary of ordinary people, there's a table you roll on, and it's going to tell you whether it was like you met a ghost or your nephew got eaten by a werewolf or whatever happened that made you believe in the supernatural and therefore contradicts this occupation. I mean, I guess the genius slash natural, even though the flavor text for that class heavily implies that the character believes in the supernatural, I guess they could believe that there's no psychic or supernatural component to their exceptional gifts and therefore pursue a career of debunking using their psychically fueled intellectual prowess. Doesn't speak super well of their psychically fueled intellectual prowess if the product of their genius is that dragon across the room can't possibly be a dragon, therefore it must be a dog in disguise. Like, that shit flies for the negapsychic, but if your character class is called genius, I expect like another caliber of deductive reasoning. But yeah, like virtually every class in this game has direct personal evidence of the supernatural and doesn't work for this occupation. I have one more complaint about this occupation, and it goes to their mechanical assets. It goes to, rules-wise, what they actually do bring to the party. For occupational skills, the skeptic has a lot of things that are mainly flavor. Some basic mechanical skills, creative or technical writing, a big bonus to identify forgeries. Your elective skills can include rogue skills, because the text suggests you may be a stage magician on the side, and that's like your debunking background. You know about sleight of hand and stuff like that. You can detect frauds. That's all more or less flavor. The bonuses aren't great. They aren't super useful abilities. The main skills you have to offer are informational. Anthropology, detect concealment, so you can see like hidden objects and see through disguise and that sort of thing. Research, and then a bunch of informational skills. Streetwise colon weird, alien lore, cult lore, magic lore, and then two additional lore skills, all at pretty good percentages. You've also got a pretty broad selection and decent bonuses for additional science and paranormal skills. So like lab work, more lore skills, that kind of stuff. Your role in the group, the thing you really contribute, is making those knowledge rolls. You know, have you ever heard of this kind of monster? Is this person's weird experience consistent more with like alien abduction narratives or local myths about being tormented by the Pawtucket pixie or whatever the fuck local creature is supposed to exist? That's the kind of stuff you know about. But getting this information from you in a useful way is going to be like pulling teeth in a lot of situations. It's going to be so hard for the group to deal with you. If you are the person in the group who, for example, can look at the signs, see the red flags coming off this visiting European aristocrat and say, you know what? I don't think Baron Sextus von Fang is exactly what he says he is. He just has all the traditional marks of a vampire. If this were a novel, I could tell you down to the page when he was going to show up in the virginal young woman's window. But even if you know that, even if you see all those signs and warnings, you're a skeptic. You don't believe in vampires. Are you going to tell your weird fucking friends who are, in some cases, literally carrying around wooden stakes right now? That shit's dangerous. Those are sharp. You're going to tell them, hey, just FYI, hey, isn't this amusing? I noticed, you know the Baron? Baron Sextus von Fang? per all of the bullshit folklore that I've read, if I believed in vampires, he would be a vampire. You're going to tell this to fucking Blade while you're driving down the road in the party's shared murder van? You know the Baron's going to get fucking staked, and it's going to be on you. And that's not going to feel good for you because you don't believe in vampires. When there's a high-stakes situation, right? The grieving parents come to you, boo-hoo, wah-wah, our daughter is missing. I don't know why I'm so fucking dismissive of grieving parents. Yeah, Mega Dumbcast taking a strong stance against grieving parents. They've had it easy for too long. But you know what I mean. They come to you and they're just NPCs, whatever. So like as player characters, it's like, okay, this is like the adventure for this week. But thinking about it in character, if you're like a good aligned, a decent person, a skeptic slash debunker, and you're working for whatever reason with what are to you a bunch of weirdly violent rubes who believe in the supernatural, and these parents come to you and say, our daughter, she's missing. We're worried. We don't know where she is. And they tell you the story. They're like, oh yeah, like everyone in the neighborhood says they saw lights outside our house and there was this humming sound. And then like in the morning, she wasn't there. You may know that that's characteristic of an abduction story. But the last thing you're going to do is enable these 25 other credulous, well-armed halfwits in running down the idea that she's floating around in a saucer somewhere. There's a girl missing and aliens aren't real. It would be a tremendous waste of time and resources, probably counterproductive for either your rowdy fucking friends or these parents to think that aliens have this girl. You got to follow up real leads. Unfortunately, on a mechanical level, you're the person whose job it is to have all like the lore and research skills to run down this UFO information. It would be a real stretch to play this character in such a way that you manage to, out of character, cooperate with the group and get them all the information they need, make their roles for them, spend a bunch of time online digging into obscure archives of occult lore so that the group can solve the mystery while playing a character who definitively does not believe in any of that shit and knows about it, but thinks that it is 100% false and is in fact on a lifelong mission to prove that it is all false. It's like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. What if you're working with a psychic sensitive and they say, I've had one of my visions. I know the coordinates where the killer ditched their vehicle in the woods. If you refuse to follow up that clue because you don't believe in it, then you're dragging the whole game down. But if you go with it on the rationale that like, aha, well, if we go and don't find it, then that helps build my case that psychic powers aren't real. Pretty much every time that it matters, the car is going to be in the woods, right? So this puts you in the position of playing a character who continually listens to the psychic investigator and does what they say on the theory that this time they'll be wrong and you can prove psychic powers aren't real, and every time finds the psychic powers to have provided useful information, and yet still persists in believing that this person is a fraud. I mean, the logical conclusion would be they're the killer, right? Like if you adamantly disbelieve in the supernatural, but this person keeps coming up with things they couldn't possibly know, what else are you supposed to think? Actually, hold on, I'm making a note to myself for a future campaign. A great villain would be a supposedly psychic investigator who is actually a person totally devoid of conscience, who is killing people and then posing as a psychic detective to try to gain fame for their alleged psychic powers. That would be especially good up against real psychics like in Beyond the Supernatural. Okay, I'm saving that one for later. At least something good has come out of this real disaster of an occupation, and I don't want to be too unkind here. It's cool to have skeptics in Beyond the Supernatural. Sure it is. As part of the setting, great. For the Nega Psychic, wonderful. And I understand that it seems like they should be on this table because they are a paranormal adjacent occupation. But honestly, this does not work. Prescribing that a given occupation does not believe in the supernatural is a non-starter with setting, with character class. The things they have to offer the group mechanically are going to be sabotaged by the fluff. It would have just been a lot better to have an all-purpose investigator of the supernatural occupation that says, you may be psychic or you may not be, you may believe in the supernatural or not, but you're a person who professionally investigates supernatural occurrences slash crimes. Like that would have been the way to do it. And that way, if you want to play a psychic and it's appropriate to your character, then you can do so, but you can hedge it in some way. Like it would be interesting maybe to have a character who believes in some aspects of the supernatural and not others. You know, you could have, for example, an exorcist who believes in like demons from hell, but doesn't believe in aliens, or maybe initially doesn't believe that human magic users can do anything really effective, and then maybe has their mind change about it, but they still think aliens are bullshit. That would have been the way to do this. The skeptic idea is cool, but implementation does matter. These rules don't give you the fun part of being a skeptic, not over the long term. Join me next time when we talk about another very flavorful occupation. In fact, one that, per these rules, is more flavorful than we ever guessed on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.